Well, I've just made it home after the 2009 ride of the Falling Leaves, which is a kind of local cyclosportive organised by Mosquito Bikes and the Dulwich Paragon, which I don't think anyone would say I was telling a lie if I said was South London's premier cycling club. And it's a ride which starts in Dulwich at the Herne Hill Velodrome, with a nice lap of the velodrome, and then there's two rides, 110 kilometres and I think 70 or 80 kilometres, a shorter one. And it goes south over Crystal Palace and then over into the Kent hills, really down as far as Eden Bridge, and then kind of along the south of the, I guess it's the North Downs. I'm not sure of my geography, but it was a beautiful ride, about 450 people, setting off in kind of batches. They gave you a little chip on an ankle band, which allowed you to start when you wanted. And it was glorious, a really lovely, more almost like a late summer morning, more than a early autumn morning, which made a big change from last year, where it was very wet. And I had a great ride. I was out on the Moulton, the AM7, which got quite a few interested and confused looks. One or two bits of ignorance or prejudice, you know, people saying, "Do you have to pedal really fast because of the small wheels?" Or, "You're doing really well on that Brompton." And that was quite funny. So I put one or two of them wrong, but the others I just said, "Oh, yeah, thanks. And continued on my way. Picked up a group after about the first 30 kilometres. I stayed with them for about another 50 kilometres, who seemed to be going along at quite a clip, and that was fun. Met someone who listened to the bike show, and I had a quick chat with him. He was from the CS Gruppetto, and seemed to be enjoying it. And then the hills kicked in, really. Toys Hill was kind of the first big one, I suppose, and that was quite hard. It's not great going up the hills on the Moulton. You can't really get out of the saddle and ride out of the saddle because of the suspension. But going down the hills on the other side, I was just zooming past everyone, because of course the bike is so much faster downhill, because it's got small wheels and therefore less wind resistance on the spokes. And then when it came to Tandridge Hill, the toys really did fly out of the pram, and I was in a fair amount of pain. And then it was really just a matter of surviving to get back. And I got back in a time of 4 hours and 15 minutes. I think my official time was 4:18, but that was to do with some confusion about where to get checked out at the end. And I thought that was quite good. That was 15 minutes outside the gold time. And seeing as I've not really ridden a bike since August after my crash in America, I was quite happy. So zero preparation. And feel pretty good now. All in all, it's a brilliant ride, really. It's just wonderful. Very friendly at the end at the Dulwich Cricket Club. So for £15, which is sort of, get a map and the chip and the timing and all the signs and the organisation, plus a meal, nice plate of pasta and some bread, and a pint of lager or a pint of Coca-Cola or whatever you wanted. So I would highly recommend the ride of the Falling Leaves 2010. I know I'll be there. And now I'm going to get in the bath. All right, cheerio.